That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles social room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQ&K, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo. Starting at 6 o'clock, you can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks, and all profits from the lunch stand are given to the Auxiliary Charity Fund. Coming up this Wednesday for Valentine's Day, they are going to have a special menu for Valentine's dinner. They have a pork chop meal and a chicken breast meal. Comes with a side salad, baked potato, vegetable, dinner roll, and dessert. So make plans to take your sweetheart or take yourself out for dinner on Valentine's Day, Wednesday, February 14th, starting at 5:30 p.m., pork chop meal or chicken breast meal. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by the Norton Correctional Facility. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 53 with a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 26 with a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 57 with a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming north in the afternoon. And on Tuesday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 27. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
Norton Correctional Facility is looking for hardworking, dependable employees that want to help transform lives. They have correction officers positions available starting with a wage of $20.13 an hour and the potential to earn an additional $6 an hour pay differential. That's $26.13 an hour on day one. They also offer excellent benefits and promotional opportunities. With over 31 departments, NCF has several other opportunities as well. If you want to find meaningful work with excellent pay and benefits, check out the website at ncfcareer.net. That's ncfcareer.net.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 57. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of snow showers, mainly before noon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 41. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 44. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Currently, with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 79%. The wind speed is west at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.04. The dew point is 24 degrees, and the current wind chill is 24 degrees. It is 9:06. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Monday, February 12th party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am great. How are you this morning?
I am doing really good. I feel like we should whisper, though, because today is a notorious day for people to not be feeling so great after Super Bowl.
Yeah. It should be a mandatory holiday.
I agree.
And the NFL needs to switch it to Saturday.
It needs to be a holiday. It wouldn't be the same. It's got to be Super Bowl
Super
Sunday.
Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, that's a huge tradition. But, you know, I heard there's actually lawmakers that have been talking about doing that because the rate of people calling into work and stuff is so great on Super Bowl Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Your Google Business listing
has... No, she hasn't called in a while.
She hasn't.
Kind of missed it.
I know.
Not...
All right, first things first. We want to congratulate our wrestlers. The girls did a great job. The boys did a great job this weekend. The boys had duels on Friday, and the girls had their meet on Saturday. Great job. Big brought us the action for the girls on Saturday, and we thank him for that. Then the basketball, the Blue Jay basketball team traveled to Smith Center. The boys came away with a win of 58-45 over Smith Center, and the girls came away with a win of 36-20 over Smith Center. So yay Blue Jays. The Blue Jays had a great weekend this weekend. And then we got to Super Bowl Sunday. What a game. Okay, so my big takeaway from the game altogether is that these were two teams that were meant to be playing against each other in the Super Bowl.
Yes, it was a very entertaining game.
When you get to 19-19 and have to go to overtime on the Super Bowl, you know that you've got the two teams that should have been there. And that was such a wonderful game, on your edge of your seat game. The Chiefs did pull away with the win, 25-22. But that, I mean, even speaks more to the fact that they were both supposed to be there, because it wasn't like, you know, the 49ers came out and just didn't score. They scored. So it was up to the Chiefs to score better and win the game, and that's how close it was. What a game.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it a lot. I mean, I was seriously, I love football.
Mm-hmm.
And I get very out of control during the game. Cats got scared a couple times. But it was a great game. And then, but they started off the game, pregame, with the Puppy Bowl. I'll tell you what. If I lived on a farm, I'd have about 40 puppies right now. They were all so cute. There's one little one named Harvey. Broke
aww
my heart. Part pug, part Shih Tzu, I believe. And he was just the adorable thing. They were all so cute. And they, you know, halftime was the kittens.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Mandy, cuteness overload. I was just smiling the whole time. I was texting my little nieces, you got to put on the Puppy Bowl. So
I bet they were watching the halftime show.
The regular halftime show? Oh, yeah, probably. I don't know. They probably weren't. But, okay, so let's talk about the halftime show. I found it entertaining. I'm not very cool. I don't know any of Usher's songs, so I didn't recognize any of the songs. I think that he's very talented. I mean, Ron and I were like, wow, the guy can really dance. You know, I don't know much about Usher. Didn't really know much about the songs. The last song that he sang, I have heard a million times, but not all the way through, but just memes carry that song a lot. We were both like, where have we heard that song? Oh, memes, millions of them. But I kind of wish the whole entire halftime show had been on that level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because there was so much energy and stuff like that. But it was entertaining.
I was entertained. It's right down my genre. I mean, right down
my
age group.
Yeah, you probably knew all the songs and everything.
And we were, Madison and I were sitting next to each other, and we were getting our groove down. And then when they came out on the skates.
That impressed Ron. Me too. But Ron was like, Ron kept saying, now that is a talented man.
Yes.
He can sing, he can dance, whatever else he does, but he can do all this on roller skates at the Super Bowl, and he never fell, you know.
Madison and I, we both have skates. We bought them a few years ago so that because we love to go skating. When we go on vacation, we'll find a roller skating ring. And we look at each other, and we're like, we look that good when we skate, don't we? No, we don't. But we still have fun, and I wish we could find out a way to have a skating party, like, here in town. Just figure out somewhere to be able to do it, because I think that people would love to do it.
Oh, I used to have roller blades. I used to go all out. But this is kind of like the situation of a skateboard. You know, what guy doesn't see a skateboard in his 40s and 50s and think, I did that when I was younger? Yeah, it doesn't turn out real. And I'm thinking that the skates for me would probably be the same situation.
Oh, no, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah, you say that until I crack my head open.
We'll get you knee pads, elbow pads, and a helmet.
I'm going to be that old lady.
Yes.
That's okay. But I love skating. But, yes, it was very entertaining, even for somebody who didn't know the songs. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But it was entertaining, yes.
I do have to say, how about the national anthem?
Reba could not do anything wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a huge Reba McEntire.
You know, I don't think anyone will ever dethrone Whitney Houston. That's always going to be top-notch, you know. But I got to say, Reba's rendition yesterday is up there.
My favorite is last year's. His name is just not coming to me.
I know
for some
what
reason,
talking
you know,
about.
Yeah, Whiskey Lullaby. I love, what's his name?
Stapleton?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it Stapleton?
Christy?
No.
No.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
When we go on our break.
I'll look it up.
Okay. Because that was my favorite rendition. Whitney's was second. Reba's was third. Reba did an excellent job. Reba couldn't mess up anything, though. I mean, honestly. And then even the guy who sang America the Beautiful, what's his name?
He's Post Malone?
Yeah, Post Malone. Never even heard of him, but the guy sang beautiful. He did a gorgeous job in that song. Chris Stapleton, okay. Yeah, that's my favorite. His was just such a haunting song, but yeah. Reba, 10 stars.
I liked it.
So it was a good Super Bowl. It was a good night. I didn't see any commercials that stood out to me, really.
There was one commercial early on that caught my attention, but not enough to remember it now. I remember saying, oh, that's a good one.
See, you remember back in the day when...
I liked the Jesus ones.
I did too, yeah.
But there was another one on top of them.
There was nothing that really just stood out to me, honestly. But, I mean...
And how many of us realize that we've been saying Timu wrong?
Okay, so that was my next thing. So I go on Facebook, and the first thing I see on there is someone saying, well, the one thing I learned during the Super Bowl is I've been saying Timu wrong because it's Timu.
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 Yeah. It's not Timu. I've called it, and I think that's what everybody's been calling it. So, yeah, that was a meme somebody posted on Facebook. It was the first thing I saw. One thing I learned, I've been calling that wrong all this time.
That was well-spent marketing money for them because everyone is talking about that. Everyone, you know, well, not everyone, but a lot of people order from them anyway. But now they're, like, buzzing all over the place because people realize they've been saying the wrong name.
Honestly, the first meme before, even, you know, it was after the game. Even before I saw something about how the Chiefs won, it was about been pronouncing Timu wrong all this time.
I don't think I'll be able to say Timu.
It's Timu to us, and so I don't think anybody's going to crack down on us. They want our money. They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care how we say it. But it was a fun weekend, but it was even started out a really fun weekend for Mandy and I. I know we're taking a lot of time, but we've got some time today. The weekend started off with a blast with Mandy and I because we got to go grocery shopping. We had such a good time grocery shopping.
We decided to go Friday night.
Yeah. So we gave the stuff to everybody on Saturday.
Yep. And so we were there for, I would say, what, almost an hour? Going aisle by aisle, you know. Even though we went almost aisle by aisle, we still were running around with our heads chopped off, it seemed like, because we were like, oh, yeah, that's
bad. Yeah.
Well, we need to go back to aisle number two and get this and whatever.
I think we did good.
I think we did good. One of our winners, Gail Roy, sent me a picture of their spread. And with her permission, I'll probably post that on our KQ&K Facebook page later. And, like you said, I was looking at the picture and I'm like, oh yeah, we did get
exactly.
that.
I told Mandy this morning, I said, she sent me the picture last night and I enlarged it. I'm like, did we get that? Wow.
I've got the receipt here from Jamboree Food and from Pizza Hut. And if you're on Facebook Live, you see how long the receipt is. And we got tons of food and drinks and desserts. Yeah. And it was, yes.
Chips and dip
and shrimp cocktail.
See, this is why we should always do this on Friday night, too, is because I hadn't ate yet.
I know. We were both hungry.
And so we were going down the aisle. I was going,
That looks good. Mm-hmm. That would be good. And we got meatballs and summer sausage and a couple of kinds of cheese. And
first thing I did when I went home was ate. I was so hungry by the time I got done there because it all looked so good. But I hope that our Super Bowl winner, party winners, had a great time with their parties. Like you said, Gail graciously sent a picture. Love that. It looked like they were ready for a
yes.
party. And so we had fun. They had fun. And I appreciate everybody who called and, you know, said hi. And it was so nice when they called. But we're not done.
No, we are not done. The giving is just beginning. This week, Wednesday to be exact, we're going to be giving away our second giveaway in the month of February, and that is our Valentine's Date Night. Well, our registration boxes have been out since the beginning of the month at sponsor locations, and you can register for a great prize. That prize includes from Russ's Jewelry, a dipped rose. You have several of these. They are absolutely gorgeous. A $50 gift certificate from Thistle. Your choice of a 4-inch tuxedo cake or a 4-inch red velvet cake from Destination Kitchen. Two tickets for an upcoming movie and sweetheart concession at the Norton Theater. Dinner at TNC Kitchen and a $50 gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc. So that is your Valentine's date night package you're registering for. And you can register at these sponsor locations. We have Moffitt Drug, Russ's Jewelry, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Cowpoke Supply, Garden Gate, etc., Jamboree Foods, and I will tell you, because they have several registers at Jamboree Food, we put the registration box over at the service desk counter, just so it would, number one, be out of the way. You know, they're very busy with their checkout stations, and number two, we didn't want to put more than one, and so it's over there at the guest services area. Destination Kitchen, Fit to Go, Next Tech, TNC Kitchen, and Thistle. Those are your locations with boxes. You have a couple more days. We're going to go around probably tomorrow afternoon and pick up the boxes so that we have all of the registration forms here at the station for our giveaway on Wednesday.
Awesome. That's exciting.
Yes.
All right. I think that kind of wraps everything up. What do you think?
I think so.
You ready for some trivia?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, trivia. Oh, I do want to say one more thing. Okay. So for all of the hoopla over Taylor Swift, I have a couple of things to say. My opinions. Okay. So one is people keep talking about how annoyed, you know, on Facebook and stuff that they are Taylor Swift and blah, blah, blah. I don't think that Taylor Swift walks into the arena and says, hey, please shoot me on the cameras every five minutes. Second of all, it looked like she had a great time rooting for her man.
I know, with her friends.
With her friends, and I think that was awesome, and they all look like they were having I mean, it's like a whole new world to them.
The only difference between them and us is they are famous.
Right. You know, when Ron raced, I enjoyed nothing more than going and supporting him in his races.
Mm-hmm.
Three is when they were hugging and kissing at the end and being... You know, people are like, oh, this is a conspiracy. They're not really. They're a couple. And they are a young couple who are pretty new and look like they're very much in love.
Mm-hmm.
And those hugs and kisses were so sincere of a couple.
And they didn't care about anything else going on.
And so I think that everybody just needs to leave him alone. I think just because he's so famous in his own right, she's so famous in her own right, they got together and boom, people want to talk about it.
Yep.
But I thought that was the sweetest thing. Yes. I mean, it almost brought tears to my eyes when I saw them because I think they really care about each other.
And, you know, there were hundreds of other couples on that field doing the exact same thing.
Right. And it annoys me, too, that they show her so much.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't annoy me at Taylor. I mean, I don't know her, but it doesn't annoy me for Taylor Swift. It annoys me at the cameraman that they want to get that shot in
there.
But I think if she had her way about it, honestly, she probably would just assume that they leave her alone. So she could just enjoy the game. So that's my opinion.
And the girl can chug a drink.
She can chug a drink. But good for her. She's 34. Chug. But I just thought it was so sweet. I really was. So anyway, that was my opinion. Time for trivia. Trivia is being brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut. Call them today at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download the Pizza Hut app. It's a free download from your Apple App Store or your Google Play Store. And you can also dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And remember, at the Norton Pizza Hut, they deliver from open to close. If you've won the trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give somebody else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to get that picked up before 30 days from the day that you win, or it will expire. But keep in mind that once you pick it up, you do have a week to use it. We're glad to leave them on the door for you if you need to pick it up between today. We'll be closing at 11. So if you need to pick it up between 11 and 3:30, then just call and let us know. We'll be glad to leave it on the door for you. But keep in mind that it does get that week expiration on it. So it's only good for a week from the day that we leave it for you. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer to the trivia. You'll be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza. Okay, so today is Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
Okay.
And so I'm going to ask a question about Abraham Lincoln. do a little history lesson, see who paid attention back in the day. 785-877-3378. So in what year did Lincoln's image first appear on the U.S. penny? You might have to Google. In what year did Lincoln's image first appear on the U.S. penny? Be the first caller with the correct answer, 785-877-3378. You'll win that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. While we wait on our answer, we're going to break for an open market report that's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and Hayes. In what year did Lincoln's image first appear on the U.S. penny?
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Now, significant trade did not develop until late on Friday's afternoon last week, well after the mandatory cutoff, but it was well worth the wait, according to some private sources in the southern area. Live trade was done at mostly 182, $4 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Northern dress business seemed to have a range of 280 to 290, mostly at 289, $10 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis Nebraska. Now we can take a look over at the mercantile, starting things off with February live cattle up by 10 cents at 184.72, April up by a nickel at 186.75, March feeder cattle up 92 cents at 248.90, April currently up by 57 at 252.35. February lean hogs down 7 cents at 73.60, April down by 22 cents at 80.92. At the Board of Trade, March corn down by a quarter at 428.5, May down by a quarter at 441. March beans up 7.25 at 1190.75, May up by 7.25 at 1197.25. March Kansas City wheat down 4.25 at 597, May down 4.75 at 594.75. March Chicago wheat down by 7 cents at 589.75, May down 7.25 at 592. We can now take a look over to crude oil futures, followed by some Wall Street trade. Starting things off with crude oil, they are currently in the positive. Over on Wall Street, the Dow Index up 2072, NASDAQ up 870, and the S&P 500 up by, now down by 0.21 on the Kansas Ag Network.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? What is vascular dementia, Lewy body, FTD, TBI, and CTE? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. I did too, and I learned. My wife Ginny developed dementia. I didn't know what to do or what was coming next. I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. I'm excited to offer you a free guide to understanding dementia. It's filled with facts about dementia, care planning, how doctors can help, and ways to keep your brain as healthy as possible. The Dementia Society of America is a national nonprofit, and we're ready to answer your questions. You want to live life to the fullest. I know that. Ginny did too, and I'm confident that we can help. Get your copy of the guide. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. We did get a correct answer on our trivia. Terry Hillman, she got the answer correct. So the answer and what or question, in what year did Lincoln's image first appear on the U.S. penny? And the answer was 1909. The United States Mint first released a penny depicting Abraham Lincoln in January 1909, the centennial year of his birth. In 1909, Abraham Lincoln became the first real person on a U.S. circulating coin. While the Lincoln portrait has remained the same since then, several different designs have been used on the reverse. Ears of Wheat from 1909 to 1958, the Lincoln Memorial from 1959 to 2008, and then they had four designs in 2009 as part of the Lincoln Bicentennial 1 cent program. It's always been Lincoln on the front, and that's since 1909. Terry knew the answer to that, and you know what? That won her a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right, we're ready to get started. We are ready to get started with Party Line. We're waiting on your phone calls. If you know anyone that's having a birthday today, please give us a call, because at the end of the show, we are going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary at all this week, give us a call, and I'll tell you why. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, Abby. How are you doing today?
I am good. Michael, how are you?
Doing good, staying busy, having fun.
All right. Hey, what do you got for us?
Arcturus, Joe Lively, a happy birthday for today.
Jill Lively's birthday is today. All righty.
Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Thank you. I will. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Such a sweet person. All right, let's see. I was telling you, if you know anybody that's having an anniversary any time this week, give us a call, because at the end of the show on Friday, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc. And that's also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yeah, I want to wish Lori Shin a happy birthday today.
Lori Shin has a birthday today. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you much. Bye.
Bye-bye. It's so easy. That's how you do it. Let's talk about Garden Gate, et cetera, for a minute, because there's a big day coming up Wednesday, and if you haven't already picked that perfect gift for your loved one, you need to get out and do that, and the place that you're going to find the perfect gift is at Garden Gate, et cetera. Stop in today. Garden Gate, et cetera, right here in Norton on Highway 36, and Click Your Heels Travel. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I'd like to wish Charles Hadley happy birthday.
Charles Hadley. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. We're going to talk about Click Your Heels Travel for a minute, because I said the other day, and I'm going to reiterate this, what a better Valentine's gift you can give to someone than a trip, a vacation. And what does that say? That says that you love them and that you know that they work hard and they deserve a break. You can get that by calling Click Your Heels Travel, 785-871-4109. Let them know where you want to go, what kind of things you'd like to do, and Click Your Heels Travel has you covered. Call them today, 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or you're in search of anything, call us here at the station, 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors today. We want to thank the Norton County Hospital, Sonic, and TNC Kitchen. And we thank our sponsors because without them, we couldn't be here. They're the reason we're here. Reminders, Mindy?
I don't have any reminders. We did have an early phone call this morning. Candy Valling called in and wanted to wish George and Vicki Gassman a happy anniversary.
Awesome. Happy anniversary, kids, and great to get our list started for anniversaries.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a busy week this week.
I think so.
Yeah. So I do have a reminder from our Norton Public Library. Today is Monday, February 12th. That means it is Lego Club for Kids from 3:45 to 4:45, where you can go to the library to see the Lego creations that they have on display. Want to give you a little heads up. Tomorrow is the All About the Books Club. It'll be held at the library at 6:30, and the book will be One Day in December by Josie Silver, where all adults are welcome to attend. So just give you a little heads up on that. Stop by the library and talk to them about a position they have open for a children's and acquisitions librarian. All these great things going on at our Norton Public Library. Stop in and visit them today and tonight from 3:45 to 4:45 for Lego Club for Kids. You get to go first.
All right. Just to give you guys a heads up, we do only have three sponsors today. So if you want to get those birthdays and anniversaries called in, I would do so earlier than later so that you can get them in before we pick our birthday winner at the end of today's show. TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. Their buffet for today, Monday, February 12th, is hamburgers and fries. So you can enjoy hamburgers and fries served up on the buffet today. All of your lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. For dinner tonight, you can enjoy, I believe they'll have a special along with their regular omelet special for this evening. So you'll go in and check out the board for their couple of specials they have on Mondays, including the omelet special. Again, today's lunch buffet is hamburger and fries. You can go in and also take a look at their pie cooler, because today is a new week, and that means I believe it should come from Connecticut. Connecticut will be this week's state featured pie, and as soon as we know what that pie is, we'll let you know as well. But you can go in and check out the case and see what they have to offer. And then coming up this Wednesday, they are going to be having a special Valentine's menu. This will be the only menu they will be serving from after 4 p.m. on Valentine's Day, except for the kids menu. But you have amazing choices for your Valentine's Day evening deal. They have Southwest chicken, chicken fried chicken, chicken fried steak, ribeye steaks, prime rib, surf and turf, shrimp platter, salmon fillet, shrimp scampi, and snow crab legs. Those are your Valentine's Day evening special at the TNC Kitchen. And just a reminder, for Wednesday after 4 p.m., this is the only menu they will have available in addition to their kids' menu. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511.
All right, I want to remind everybody to stop in at Sonic and get your keychains. They're $20 per keychain. They're good until December 31st of this year. And what that keychain does for you is it gets you a Route 44 for just $1.29 or a large soda or slush for just 99 cents when you show them your keychain. They're great to have on your keys when you're driving around. You know, sometimes you may not even realize that you're in the mood for a Route 44 or a slush, and you see that Sonic sign, and you say, yeah, I want a slush. Pull in. Show them your keychain. You can get that for just 99 cents at our Norton Sonic. That is a cash purchase only, so you do have to go in and get those keychains, but they're good until December 31st. I also want to remind everybody about their pulled pork specials they have right now. These are featured items. They're not going to be around forever. They have the pulled pork barbecue cheeseburger. That's a beef patty topped with smoked pulled pork. Now, just right there, sounds delicious. It's got cherry wood, smoke sauce, pickles, and American cheese on a toasted brioche bun. They have the pulled pork sandwich. That's smoked pulled pork smothered in cherry wood smoke sauce and topped with pickles on a toasted brioche bun. And the pulled pork barbecue tachos. That's Sonic's classic tots with smoked pulled pork, cherry wood smoke sauce, zesty cheese sauce, and melty cheddar cheese. All these great items are available right now at our Norton Sonic, but remember that they are just featured items. They're not around forever, so don't wait around. You may miss your chance to try them out. They also have their under $4 favorite menus. That includes the premium beef all-American dog, the hot fudge sundae, and their chicken slingers. And they serve their full menu from open to close at our Norton Sonic. You can enjoy these great specials and many more at our Norton Sonic, so stop in and visit them today. All right, we are going to... I need to put that in. I got to do it the right way.
It's Monday. It's all good.
Here we go. All right, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some information about the Norton County Hospital. And when we come back, Mandy's going to educate us with some history.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic would like to remind you that you have the power to protect yourself from heart disease. Making preventative appointments with your primary care provider is the best step in keeping your heart health in check. Small, heart-healthy actions like adding more movement to your day or choosing healthy foods can have a big impact on protecting your heart as well. Start today. Your heart will thank you tomorrow.
All right, it's time for history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Stop in and visit Kansas Land Tire today. They're our local Goodyear dealer, and they're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct, or give them a call at 785-877-5181.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
On this day, February 12, 1733, excuse me, I'll start in just a minute.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
If I knew Mandy was there, too, I would have said good morning, too, but I didn't know, so I'm sorry, Mandy.
It's okay. It's all right.
I feel bad about that.
It's okay. Not a problem.
I try to get both of you. I know both of you are going to be there, but last time I called in, it was just Natalie.
That's all right.
So I didn't know when you were going to be there.
Oh, I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you, Michael.
No problem. You have a good one, Mandy.
You too.
Thank you. I will.
Aww.
Bye.
All right. On this day, February 12, 1733, Savannah, Georgia, was founded by English colonist James Oglethorpe. In 1870, in the Utah Territory, women gained the right to vote. 1892, in the U.S., President Lincoln's birthday was declared to be a national holiday. In 1909, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, or NAACP, was founded. In 1915, the cornerstone of the Lincoln Memorial was laid in Washington, D.C. 1918, all theaters in New York City were shut down in an effort to conserve coal. 1924, U.S. President Calvin Coolidge made the first presidential political speech on radio. In 1924, the Ever Ready Hour became radio's first sponsored network program. The National Carbon Company was the first sponsor of a network show. In 1940, Mutual Radio presented the first broadcast of the radio play The Adventures of Superman. In 1973, the state of Ohio went metric, becoming the first in the U.S. to post metric distance signs. In 1973, American prisoners of war were released for the first time during the Vietnam conflict. 1985, Johnny Carson surprised his audience by shaving the beard he had been wearing on The Tonight Show. 1998, the U.S. federal judge declared that the presidential line item veto was unconstitutional. In 2002, Kenneth Lay, former Enron CEO, exercised his constitutional rights and refused to testify to the U.S. Congress about the collapse of Enron. And finally, on this day, February 12, 2004, Mattel announced that Barbie and Ken were breaking up. The dolls had met on the set of their first television commercial together in 1961.
That's messed up. February 12th is National Football Hangover Day. We were talking about that earlier. It's actually National Football Hangover Day. National Plum Pudding Day. I'm not a fan. You?
Not really.
You know, they don't, most of the time they don't really even use plums in it anyway. They use a lot of dates and raisins and stuff. Yeah. Okay, so plum pudding to me is like stew. Everybody puts their own little things in it.
Yes.
Yeah. So you never know. And it's National Clean Out Your Computer Day. I need to do that so bad. Jeez. Today in music, in 1961, The Miracles' Shop Around became Motown's first million-selling single. In 1981, Deborah Harry of Blondie announced that she would be making a solo album. In 1989, Tiny Tim declared himself a New York City mayoral candidate. He didn't win in the election. 1997, David Bowie received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And in 2001, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered Napster to stop its users from trading copyrighted material without charge. Napster, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a blast. Sports. In 1878, Frederick W. Thayer patented the baseball catcher's mask. In 1879, the first artificial ice rink opened in North America, and it was at Madison Square Garden in New York City. In 1880, the National Croquet League was organized in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In 1989, Wayne Gretzky got his 45th career hat trick and advanced a 40-plus goal season for the 10th time in his career. In 1993, the San Jose Sharks lost their 17th straight game to tie an NHL record. What a record to tie. And in 1997, Kevin Johnson, we were just talking about him, he reached 1,000 career steals. He was good at that. Little guy.
Little guy could get into all those pieces.
Yep. Happy birthday to Judy Blume. I loved Judy Blume books growing up. She was born in 1938, the author of Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Josh Brolin was born in 1968. He played Llewellyn Moss in the movie No Country for Old Men. Charles Darwin was born in 1809, the naturalist who came up with the theory of evolution. Brett Kavanaugh was born in 1965, our U.S. Supreme Court justice that was confirmed in 2018. Bill Russell was born in this date in 1934, the 11-time NBA champion with the Boston Celtics. And Abraham Lincoln was born on this date in 1809, the Civil War president who wrote the Gettysburg Address. And I have one person that died on this date. Charles Schulz died in 2000. Charles, of course, was the creator of Charlie Brown and Peanuts.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have Keely Millen, Jill Lively, Charles Hadley, and Owen Ryswick.
And how many we have called in?
Three.
Awesome. There you go. Get her shook. Probably forget how to shake. We didn't have hardly any birthdays and stuff last week. Slow.
And number three is Jill Lively.
Jill, happy birthday. Congratulations. You just won yourself a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Recapping our phone calls, we have happy birthday wishes going out to Jill Lively, Lori Shin, and Charles Hadley. And happy anniversary going out to George and Vicki Gassman.
Yep, happy anniversary, kids. All right, let's thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank the Norton County Hospital, Sonic, and TNC Kitchen. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here. All right, well, that just about does it for today. I hope everybody had a very wonderful weekend. Yay, the Kansas City Chiefs, two in a row. Now they need to do a three-peat. We're waiting for it.
Three-peat.
Can't wait. And in the meantime, we've got a lot of great things going on. Don't forget to register to win that date night for Valentine's Day. We'll be drawing on Wednesday. When did you say you were going to pick them up?
I'm going to go around and pick up the boxes tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. So you have until tomorrow afternoon. Get your entries in and be sure to be listening on Wednesday. See who's going to win that date night.
Exactly.
Fun stuff. Well, Mandy, thank you.
Thanks, Nat.
Mandy, thank you for so much fun on Friday, too.
It was a blast.
Yes, I had a great time.
Ran into a lot of listeners.
Yes.
And as soon as we came around the corner, several of them like, oh, we know what you guys are doing. Because
yeah.
We each had a cart and we were loading the carts.
And they were loaded. Yeah, so thank you for that. And have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. And I hope everybody has a great day. It's supposed to be a decent day today. Let's see. It's supposed to be 53, only 5 to 10 mile per hour winds, which doesn't happen very often. So enjoy the day. It's going to be a nice day. And in the meantime, hey, don't forget about us tomorrow. Same time, same place for Party Line.